Hey, Song Surfers, welcome to Song Surfing. It's your friend, John. Song Surfing is a bi-weekly playlist of independent music pulled from the far reaches of the internet. I've been checking out music on Bandcamp, Spotify, Slap, SoundCloud, AudioMac, YouTube, Facebook, Audius, Instagram, and a few others, and I'm excited to share some excellent tunes with you this episode. Song Surfing is a part of the Live from the Lincoln Lodge podcast network. Head over to thelincolnlodge.com to explore the other shows on the network and learn more about the venue that's home to the nation's longest-running independent comedy showcase. On this episode of Song Surfing, we'll hear music from Massachusetts, Costa Rica, France, Manchester, and, you know it, Chicago. Wow, 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 do I have some good songs to play for you this episode? Stick around to the end. You don't want to miss an incredible listener submission. Before we get to the tunes, please go to check out my appearance on the Pete Johns YouTube channel, Studio Live Today. I was the guest co-host for the Creator Town Hall show, where we talked about podcasting, including some steps to starting a podcast. We also talked about songwriting and creativity, and I shared an embarrassing moment. Pete's channel is geared toward anyone who's interested in making their own music, and Pete's a real pro. He's a thinker and just an all-around positive and supportive person. He was one of the folks whose brain I picked when I was planning Song Surfing. And I'm forever grateful to him for being so generous with his knowledge. So the link for that is in the show notes section at songsurfingpodcast.com. You also find it in the show notes on your pod player. Or you could search Pete Johns on YouTube and look for the Creator Town Hall videos. A few weeks ago, I was interviewed on the In the Key of Q podcast, where I talked about how I choose music for song surfing and why I love podcasts. I've been playing promos for In the Key of Q, and I hope you listen to some of the regular episodes after checking out my appearance. The host, Dan Hall, has lots of interesting musicians and songwriters on, and the interviews are a digestible length, perfect for a walk or a short commute. I'll have the link for that also in the show notes. While I'm talking about other podcasts, I want to tell you about another show on the Live from the Lincoln Lodge podcast network. On Hot Dish, host Lauren Huberman cooks up something tasty while chatting with a special guest. Song Surfers, I love the format of Hot Dish. Lauren chats with the guest while cooking and then shares the recipe in the show notes. To give you an idea of what the episodes are all about, here's a blurb from the latest. This week, our host, Lauren Huberman, talks with local independent business owner, Winifred Grace. As they discuss Winnie's journey to creating a one-of-a-kind local Chicago boutique, Lauren makes roasted plantains with cajeta and pecans. I love comedy, I love podcasts, and I love to cook, so for me, this is the perfect storm of themes. Check it out. See what you think. Hot Dish. Linked in the show notes. Last week, I asked for your help so I can optimize the listening experience of Song Surfing. I need to know how and where you listen so that as I'm editing, I can tailor the sound to your listening environment. So do you listen through headphones, earbuds, in the car, through your Amazon device? How do you listen to podcasts? Let me know by sending an email to songsurfingpodcast@gmail.com or over on the Facebook page, where I have a post about it. Thanks a lot. Okay, Song Surfers. First up, we'll have a song that I am in love with. It is the kind of reflective, melancholic sound that sticks with you like a powerful movie can, where you wake up thinking about it. Maybe that's just me, but I think you're going to like it. We're going to listen to I Get It by Sailor Down. Sailor Down is the project of Chloe Dealey, a Northampton, Massachusetts native who also splits artistic output as an illustrator. She was raised along the coast of Massachusetts and comes from a family of boat captains, so that's where the name comes from. Here's what Chloe says about I Get It. I think at first I was just writing very literally about going out drinking, hoping to feel connected to people and ending up feeling alienated. The line Singing Out on the Weekend is about a time when I sang that Neil Young song at karaoke to a mostly empty bar and felt like it was acutely funny and pathetic. Musically, the song went through a lot of different iterations. First, it was just an unchanging chord progression, then a looping finger-picked riff inspired by Mike Kinsella's playing. Then, finally, I had two of my closest friends, Connor and Michelle, play through the song with me and do what they felt was right. They are the other two voices singing with me, and they brought it to life. Here's Sailor Down with I Get It. Thank you.
to the water. Knowing by luck I'll go to the bars, I'll probably run into your brother. Singing out on the weekend, where did I leave it? Retrace the steps I charted. They're all out in space at 6 a.m. like, not again. I see myself and I get it, I get it.
This is Oscar Gill, aka Gelato, and this is my song, Buddies. I hope you like it.
We've been looking outside the window. I know if I let them.
This song was written in tribute to a young teenage girl in California, Gwen Amber Rose Araujo.
Thank you. What's up, everybody? This is No Repeat, a music podcast where we pick three songs every week with no repeats and no do-overs to create a perfect playlist for every occasion life throws at you.
And to help curate the playlist, we take listener suggestions from songs that take over the world to best karaoke songs.
And finally, to wrap up the whole package, we do notable B-sides, which are songs that were oh so close to being picked, but just didn't make it.
Learn about three new songs every week on our podcast, No Repeat. Available everywhere you get podcasts.
In the Key of Q is a new podcast series featuring music and conversation with queer musicians from around the world. Musicians like Soulful, Ty McKinney. Musicians like suburban pop king Matt Fischel. And musicians like rapper Deism. That's In the Key of Q, available on all the usual podcast providers.
Hey, Song Surfers, we're back. First up in the block, we heard Sailor Down with I Get It from the EP Skip the Line. Second was Gelato with the song Bodies. Here's what Gelato told me about the song. I wrote Bodies after a breakup where I constantly kept dreaming of meeting with my ex and the struggle of trying not to come back to her. Oscar Gill, a.k.a. Gelato, is a Salvadorian self-taught producer-songwriter who has written and produced three EPs since 2019. Starting off writing in the lo-fi genre, Bodies is representative of his recent move toward a more indie pop sound. Third in the block, we heard Swoon Method with Bitter Melon from the EP Flowers for Gwen, which is available on Bandcamp. Don't forget to check out the show notes page over at songsurfingpodcast.com for the list of music played on this and every episode of Song Surfing. You'll also find each artist's preferred links for purchasing and streaming their music. Okay, from the Swoon Method bio. Originally conceived and currently producing as a bedroom band, Swoon Method was captured live as a four-piece fronted by Keith Dukovicius, voted Chicago's best underground filmmaker. Utilizing the lens of wistful vintage British indie rock, Swoon Method's storylines are sometimes cleverly reduced to minimal haiku. About the song, Keith told me, Bitter Melon was inspired by the untimely death in 2002 of a transgender teen in Newark, California, Gwen Amber Rose Arejo, a victim of transphobia. The song was written as a tribute to her after I read an article on the murder case in the February 24th, 2005 issue of Rolling Stone. It's sometimes a prayer and sometimes a plea to a guardian angel if you can accept the notion of one. In the narrative of the song, the victim has become the guardian angel. The voice of the one praying is unashamedly emotional and lamenting. And in this case, the mortal does not choose their guardian angel, but the angel chooses them. Song Surfers, there's a Song Surfing mailing list that you can join for occasional news from the world of song surfing. You can join over at songsurfingpodcast.com or on the Facebook page. Speaking of that, if you're a Facebook or Instagram user, you can find and follow the show by searching Song Surfing Podcast, all one word. If you're listening on Spotify, check out the ever-growing Song Surfing Podcast Excellent Tunes playlist. You can also find the link for that in the show notes. Earlier, I asked you to tell me how you listen to the show, but I'd also love to hear about any songs or independent artists that you'd like to hear on a future episode of Song Surfing. Just send me an email, songsurfingpodcast@gmail.com. All right, more music. First up in the second block, we're going to hear a listener submission. You can submit your music for consideration by filling out the form that you'll find linked in the show notes and over at the website. Okay, I'm really excited to play the song for you. It's got a great melody and blends the lines between genre in a way that I really enjoy. The song is Broken Shoes, and it's by the duo O'Neill and Jones. Here's a bit from their bio. Manchester-based songwriting duo O'Neill and Jones consists of Matt, a preacher's son, and Sophie, an architect's daughter. Their sweeping soundscapes are built from melodic guitar, luscious harmonies, and poetic lyrics, with songs exploring big themes and small scenes. Here's how they describe their song Broken Shoes. Broken Shoes is both melancholic and hopeful, a dreamy folk country fairy tale. The percussion is bright, the strings rousing, and the guitar uplifting. The harmonies are mesmerizing. It's a perfect springtime song with a light and refreshing sound for a season of growth and rebirth. You can imagine a river walk or a cup of coffee with the quiet early morning sun. After O'Neill and Jones, we'll hear from French collective Lorsay with the song Melancholia from their EP Dead Melodies for the Nobodies. They recorded an intro for it, so I'll let them tell you about the song before it plays. Okay, so here is O'Neill and Jones with Broken Shoes starting the second block.
Say we're from France. We are a musical collective. We try to involve in our music other musicians from all musical styles. The song you're about to hear is called Melancholia. Our idea was to try to set to music an emotion felt at a specific moment. We had just climbed a huge sand dune that faces the ocean, and as we arrived on the top, we were all crossed by a strange feeling of melancholy. The song was born at a very specific moment. We really hope you enjoy it.
We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Song Surfing. If you'd like to reach out with any comments or suggestions, that email again is songsurfingpodcast@gmail.com. Just a reminder that I'd love to hear about how you listen to the show so I can optimize sound quality. I'd also love to hear about any artists or bands that you'd like to hear on a future episode. Check out the show notes for links to all the songs that I played on this episode and to listen to podcast friends of the show in the Key of Q, No Repeat, and Hot Dish. The opening theme of the show is Living in a Fishbowl by Josh Ween. You can find Josh's music linked in the show notes. It's over on Bandcamp. You can find him by searching his artist name Ween Soloed. Ween Solo, spelled W-I-E-N-S-O-L-O. The outro music is Little Pills by Patrick Moonbird. And Patrick Moonbird's music is available on all major streaming platforms, also linked in the show notes. Thanks for listening. See you next time.